Texte numéro 57. Morals and the Machine. As robots become more autonomous, the notion of computer-controlled machines facing ethical decisions is moving out of the realm of science fiction and into the real world. Society needs to find ways to ensure that they are equipped to make moral judgments. Robots are spreading in the civilian world from the flight deck to the operating theatre. Passenger aircraft have long been able to land themselves. Driverless trains are commonplace, and fully self-driving vehicles are being tested around the world. As they become smarter and more widespread, autonomous machines are bound to end up making life-or-death decisions in unpredictable situations, thus assuming, or at least appearing to assume, moral agency. As that happens, they will be presented with ethical dilemmas. Should a drone fire on a house where a target is known to be hiding, but which may also be sheltering civilians? Should a driverless car swerve to avoid pedestrians, if that means hitting other vehicles or endangering its occupants? Should a robot involved in disaster recovery tell people the truth about what's happening if that risks causing panic? Such questions have led to the emergence of the field of machine ethics, which aims to give machines the ability to make such choices appropriately, in other words, to tell right from wrong. One way of dealing with these difficult questions is to avoid them altogether, by banning autonomous battlefield robots and requiring cars to have the full attention of a human driver at all times. Campaign groups, such as the International Committee for Robot Arms Control, have been formed in opposition to the growing use of drones. But autonomous robots could do much more good than harm. Robot soldiers would not commit rape, burn down a village in anger, or become erratic decision makers amid the stress of combat. Driverless cars are very likely to be safer than ordinary vehicles, as autopilots have made planes safer. More collaboration is required between engineers, ethicists, lawyers, and policymakers, all of whom would draw up very different types of rules if they were left to their own devices. Both ethicists and engineers stand to benefit from working together. Ethicists may gain a greater understanding of their field by trying to teach ethics to machines, and engineers need to reassure society that they are not taking any ethical shortcuts. Technology has driven mankind's progress, but each new advance has posed troubling new questions. Autonomous machines are no different. The sooner the questions of moral agency they raise are answered, the easier it will be for mankind to enjoy the benefits that they will undoubtedly bring. Adapted from The Economist, June 2012.